All right, all right, all right. Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Welcome into A Dash of DFS, a Toilet Titles production, episode number 13. This is week 12 of the NFL season. We're happy to see you. We're happy to be here. And I'm happy to be here with my guys. To my left, if you're watching at home, Dirty Jobs himself at Dirty Jobs 21. Mike, what's cooking?
What's happening, man? Happy Thanksgiving. It's Turkey Day. I can't believe that it's already that. You know, one thing about living in Florida is that the holidays like this just come out of nowhere because you don't have any like visual indicators outside. It's always summer. So it's exciting. I'm ready to go eat a ton of turkey. Very, very pumped.
Man, I'm coming down to Florida in 9 days. I plan on using the pool and the jacuzzi. How's the weather? Am I going to be able to do it?
I'm wearing a hoodie.
No,
that's not out there, buddy. It's pretty chilly out here.
That means it's 70.
Yeah, that's probably what it means. Exactly. It's 30 degrees out up here, and I'm going outside for a run after this with my kids. We're going to the football field. So, I mean, if I could run around on the football field with a little bit of frost on the ground, I should be able to dive into the pool, you know, when we're out there in Disney World. But also with me, my guy, Joe Rachi at Drop the Leash JC from Two Tickets to Fantasy and now from Toilets to Titles. Joe, how we doing?
Happy Thanksgiving, man. I love this three game slate today. Once they enhanced this and added that night game too, and you really feel like it's a full day of football, this is the one day a year I regret having children.
Ha! Man, how old are your kids again?
Oh, one in 10 and another one on the way.
The 10, boy or girl?
Girl. Okay. No football.
Okay. So I mean, the one-year-old's a boy?
Yes, he's got he rocks the Giant jerseys on Sundays.
Fair. That's fair. I like it. Like father, like son. My son, so football wasn't an interest to him until about a month and a half ago. This Sunday, me and him, like, so 3 weeks ago when the Cowboys played the Broncos, I'm screaming. Or no, it was the Patriots game. The Patriots game, that was the one I was the most fired up for. Because Cowboys, Broncos, honestly, I kind of expected that. We needed to let down. I turned that one off. Because I kind of could feel, you know, sometimes you get vibes like just how a game's going. I didn't want it to ruin my day. But the Patriots game, just the way things were going, like the flags. So I'm screaming and my whole house is kind of unsettled. My wife throws me into the bedroom. You got to go watch in there. What a change. This Sunday, me and my son are yelling at the TV from the Chiefs game. And not because of the refs, because our players are dropping balls. And like we just had so many opportunities and we missed them. So it's that's coming down. That's coming your way. I can't tell you when. With the one-year-old, but maybe sooner than later.
I remember my dad and I watch a Giant game every single Sunday. And I remember him, you know, when I was young, and I remember him being super excited about it. And now I get it. Like he gets to tell the wife, hey, I got to go watch a football game. That's what the kid wants to do. My hands are tied. I got to go watch football and be with my kid. Like, what a home run. I say to him now, I'm like, Dad, I was like a statistician at 9 years old. You lucky son of a bitch.
Right. Man. So my like family, you know, I mostly do Thanksgiving to my wife's family, and they know from day one, like I'm a football guy. So I'm watching the games, you know, every party, every holiday party, I'm watching the games. They know that. But I do want to talk about today's slate, you know, Thanksgiving, three games. I was kind of mentioning this before the show. I have a lot of guys going in one league that like I'm in fourth place, but I'm tied with three teams. But I don't think this, like, it's on CBS. It's my only league on CBS. I just took down the first place team. We're tied. So we're, it's fourth, but it's really second because we're all tied for second. But I have the most points in the league. I beat the guy who's ahead of me. So I don't know if CBS, like, they just have standings and then they adjust it before the playoffs. But I'm like, so anyway, this week is huge for me. And I have a lot of guys going. And this, I know we're in a daily fantasy sports show. And that'll be like, you know, the nice reprieve because, like we were talking about, we don't have to stress it. We can play just a Thursday slate. We can play just a Sunday slate. And Chris, I see you down there, man. He's asking Dak or Newton. I'm going to get into that a second. All right, Chris. So we're not going to leave you hanging. If you have to go, I'm going to tell you Newton. But in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you why. But I'm playing Newton there. But so today I got DeAndre Swift, CeeDee Lamb, Darnell Mooney, Cowboys defense, Tyler Bass. So my roster, it's a 10-team league. So it's kind of loaded, you know. I got Chubb, Rodgers, Swift, Lamb, Mooney, Goedert, Godwin, Cup. Had Ridley, got ETN on the taxi squad. So I'm feeling I got Trey Lance and Zach Wilson. But anyway, I don't like having all these Thursday guys go. Part of me wants to bench Lamb because I think he's going to be a decoy today. And also because I'm a Cowboys fan, I wouldn't mind if I benched him and he had a 20-point game.
Right. Because you win both ways.
I'll take that, man. I will take that. You know, So if I bench him and that happens, I would rather me bench him and that happen than me start him and he get me two. And that's what I'm afraid that's going to happen. But my options behind him is Hilliard, who actually I think Dontrell Hilliard, with Peterson gone, McNichols a little banged up, I think he's got a high floor for PPR. And this is half PPR. I think this guy, I think you're going to get about 8 points from him, half PPR, you know, which is okay. You know, that's not a 1 or 2 point game. But I really want to start Mitchell. But I'm afraid Mitchell's not going to play. And if he plays, you know, I don't know how much production he's going to get. So I'm in a little bit of a conundrum here. I'm uncomfortable with this Thursday slate. Hopefully tomorrow I'll be saying, man, I'm in great position. But right now I'm kind of dreading it. How do you guys feel about the Thursday slates?
Well, I'm curious really quick, because I heard you say that on the show last week, Tuesday, too, that you're worried about CeeDee Lamb being a decoy. Why are you worried about him being a decoy? It was concussion protocol, am I right?
Like, yeah, but I think he's going to play. He's going to play. He went to the meetings. He practiced yesterday. He was meeting with a neurologist, so it seemed like everything was on track for him to play. But I mean,
so why decoy? Like, it's like typically when we have decoy plays, it's when we're talking about hamstring, ankles, things like that. You know, like, I think if he's on the field, I think he's going at full capacity. I'm very comfortable.
So he's going to go at full capacity, but the Raiders secondary is good. Their pass rush is good. And I think he's going to get a lot of attention, and it's going to be Michael Gallup and Dalton Schultz and Cedric Wilson. I think those are the guys. So maybe it's not going to be an intentional decoy, but I do think he's going to draw the double teams with Cooper gone.
I wanted to ask you that when I heard it on the Tuesday show. Yeah. I was like, man, I wonder what he's thinking there, or what his line of thinking is there. But I get it. That's cool.
I think they feel like they have to put him out there so that it can open up things for everybody else. Without him there, they can man up everybody and blitz. You know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, with Cooper out too, it feels like he's going to have to get some targets.
Yeah.
If Cooper was playing, I could see what you're saying more, you know, not as many targets, maybe on the field.
But he's the Cooper now.
He is the Cooper now. But the Raiders also, too, you know, I was thinking about this making my lineups. The Raiders have kind of, you know, it's funny. They got through the Gruden thing and won the game coming out of it. Mm-hmm. But then since this Ruggs thing, they've been a disaster.
So Dak or Newton, I'm going to answer this. Their pass rush is great, and they don't have to blitz. They got Yannick Ngakoue. They got Max Crosby. The Cowboys' offensive line hasn't looked very good, despite what Troy Aikman says about them having a top-five offensive line. I think he's an idiot. I think the Cowboys haven't had a top-five offensive line for about 5 or 6 years. But I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I'm betting the under. You know, over-under is 51. I think it's going to be under. I think it's going to be like 2013, something like that. I think it's going to be a defensive outing. I think Dak's going to be gritty. I think he's going to fight. I think Zeke's going to fight. But I don't think it's going to be pretty. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be a tough battle. Hopefully we come out of it. Now, Chris is also asking Eli or Jacobs. So Elijah Mitchell. Every time I hear Eli living in New York, I'm thinking Eli Manning. Elijah Mitchell or Josh Jacobs. I think it's a Kenyon Drake day. I do.
So real quick, you know, I woke up to a text this morning, and we were talking about this to a buddy saying, man, I got Jacobs and I got AJ Dillon. I would love to see how the Aaron Jones injury scenario plays out, because I think the best play is AJ Dillon with no Jones playing.
Right.
But I think the safest play is Jacobs today. And I've got to make the decision by 4 o'clock. We were wondering, I wonder if these teams who aren't playing today practice today. So I wonder if there's an update coming at 3-4 p.m. for Aaron Jones. I'm not sure what the deal is with that, but there's so many scenarios like that, you know, alluding to what you were saying about having too many guys going on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And just, A, you got a lot of guys going on Thursday, but it also muddies the waters for your Sunday players that are fringe players, and you're on the cusp on, you know, on the fence on with injuries and stuff too. So there's a lot of scenarios like that. Real quick, injury-wise, just to give people some updates, Kamara's definitely out. So Mark Ingram is starting in New Orleans.
Is he out, though? But he was out. He was
he's questionable. It feels like he he's gonna play. They don't. The reports are it's leaning towards he will play. But that hasn't been, the actives haven't come out yet. So we don't know that one yet. Allen Robinson is doubtful. Like you said, CeeDee Lamb. He looks like he's gonna go, but that hasn't been official yet. Amari Cooper is out. That we do know. But you know, a lot of injury status that people are hanging on for today and Sunday.
Man, so going back to the Aaron Jones thing, you know, so they have a bye next week, right? Yeah. So how desperate are the Packers? The Packers are, you know, they're coming off that loss to the Vikings. I feel like they would have loved to have gotten Jones back after the bye, but I guess it's how much of a threat they think their opponent is this week. to see how much they need Jones. So it's really, this is a toss up. It's hard to tell, but I do like, you know, the Cowboys defense, run defense, I think is top 10 this year, but most of the games they've played in have been aired out. Right. And the Broncos had their way with the Cowboys on the ground. So I think in a close game, I don't think their run defense is going to look as good because the team is going to have the opportunity to run the ball a lot more. And with that being the case, I could see Jacobs having a good day. But I also think Kenyon Drake, he's a little slippery getting those targets out of the backfield. You know, you'll hear in my lineups later on. But all right, so we got a lot of discussion going on in the first 10 minutes. So again, we're happy to have you here. I want to let everybody know you can follow us all on the Twitter. Mike is at DirtyJobs21. Joe is at 2Tix2Fantasy. It's the number 2 TIX, the number 2 Fantasy. Also Drop the Leash JC. I'm on the Twitter at Coach Sheps, SCHEPPS. And the show is at Toilets to Titles. We're on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify. We got 2 Facebook groups, When a Family Breaks and Toilets to Titles. So we stream live from there. And if you have Apple Podcasts, we'd appreciate a 5-star review, a cool little blurb, and maybe that'll get you into our Frankenstein League next year. And also, if you could subscribe to the show on YouTube, hit the like button and be here when we go live, man. Hit the bell. And anytime we go live, you'll be alerted. You can come in the chat and like, just like Chris. You can ask us all the questions and we will answer it on the air. And toiletstotitles.com is where we have all of our articles. All of our podcasts are posted up there. So I guess that's where you go if you can't find what you're looking for. You go to toiletstotitles.com. So, Joe, is there any other news before we get into our DFS discussion that you want to throw out there?
No, I think so far that's about it. I love, you know, what you were talking about with the Packers, though, a second ago. It makes me think of the Cardinals, because the Cardinals have gotten these wins without Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
And now what did they do with Hopkins? They said, you know what, he's not playing, and we're going to ride him through the bye. We're going to give him that bye break, and then we're going to bring him back. Right. And to your point, I'm sure the Packers would love to do that with Jones, but coming off that division loss last week, Aaron Rodgers has, you know, toe gate this week, I guess I would call it.
Right, right.
You know, yeah. It's interesting to see how they're going to play that, because they probably do feel like they need a win, even though they've had a pretty good year so far.
I might be missing a team in the playoff discussion that's injured, because I know the Rams are in there, the Bucks are in there, but I don't really think they're injured. Guys who've suffered injuries, Cardinals, Packers, Cowboys, of those 3 teams, I think the Cardinals, they haven't won every game, but I think they've handled it the best because they're letting their guys rest. They're about 500, you know, through these injuries, whereas the Cowboys and the Packers are rushing guys back there and they're still barely scraping by. So we see Kyler resting, we see DeAndre resting, and Edmonds is out, and, you know, they're floating. They're still above water, whereas the Cowboys and Packers, man, they're like Jack, you know, holding on to the, you know, to what's that girl's name? He's freezing in the water and she just lets him go. So hopefully they don't get let go and they don't get dropped. That was a Titanic reference. All right, a little Titanic reference. Hopefully they
Kate
don't.
Kate Winslet.
Yeah, there it is. Don't let go. Yeah, don't let go, Cowboys and Packers. You got. Well, the Packers can let go, but not the Cowboys. We need to stay afloat. All right. Anyway, Thanksgiving players to put in your week-long lineup. So there's a little bit of a twist here, because later in the show we're going to give our Jess Thanksgiving lineup and we're going to give our Sunday lineup. But this is guys that you're playing for your week-long lineups. All right. So Joe, who we playing?
I'll tell you what, I really like, and you could go a few different directions, but I really like Michael Gallup today, especially for his price. He's 6,500 on FanDuel. He was out quite a while, came back last week, got double-digit 10 targets with Cooper out. He went 5 for 44. So I got to believe there's a little rust in there. Obviously, only 9 points for the Cowboys last week as a team.
Man, he got missed early.
He did.
Like a fifth, like that would have been a 70-yard bomb. Like he they did. Were, it wasn't very close, but he did his job. Dak did not.
They have good chemistry. And, yep. You know, I'm not a Cowboy fan. I'm always cynical about my team, so I understand what you mean. From my perspective, as much as I'd love to see the Cowboys lose today, I think the Raiders are ripe for the pickings. And I think Dak's coming off that game last week, especially if they do get CD Lamb out there for most of the snaps today. I expect all of them. And, you know, we talk about bounce back players of the week, and I'll be repetitive, but I expect all of those Cowboys to do well today. I think 100,000 people in Jerryville today, Thanksgiving Day. I just think it's prime for the Cowboys to have one of their textbook classic Thanksgiving Day wins.
The tough thing about that, though, is it's 100,000 people there, but like this is like a Super Bowl for the Raiders. You know, the Cowboys, maybe they're not used to 100,000, but they're used to big crowds. So it's tough. Thanksgiving Day's tough. I have some bad memories, so I'm a little gun shy. And they come off last week's loss. Yeah,
Leon Lett is Thanksgiving Day, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah, that was against the Dolphins, right? Was it Thanksgiving?
It was. Yeah,
because it was wasn't Man.
Didn't it snow?
So it was the Bills. It was the Bills.
No, it snowed in Dallas.
Because, man, all right. Well, I know it was one of those AFC East teams because the snow is making me think. Oh, whatever.
Stojanovic, I think, hit the game winner for Miami.
We'll probably find out in a few hours because they'll probably play that a lot. But, yeah, I'm definitely a little gun-shy, but I hope you're right. All right, let's keep it moving. So Michael Gallup is the play in the week-long lineups. I wanted everybody to know. Patreon is patreon.com/toilets titles. If you want to support the show, tier one is $3 a month. It gets you into the Discord group chat with everybody from Toilets to Titles and all the other Patreon members. We're in there talking start sits, trades, whatever you got going on. You drop the question in there. We'll all answer it. And then you get to also see what we have going on, our trades, our lineup questions. So it's basically one big discussion group for the Toilets to Titles team. Tier two is $5 a month. Gets you into that chat. Gets you early access to the weekly waiver wire episodes that release Monday night, right after Monday Night Football. Justin does that. Everybody from the team puts notes in there for him. Also gets you into the Frankenstank League next year. Tier three is $10 a month. Gets you all that. The Frankenstank entry you get is free. It comes with that. So I guess it's not free. It's $10, but it's really a $25 league. So that's saving you about $15. Also gets you one-on-one roster analysis from anybody that toilets the titles team. So Mike.
Do we have we got to have a breaking news sound drop?
We do, but
I wanted to check the news real quick. And to your point a minute ago, Ian Rappaport is reporting it would be an uphill climb for Mark Ingram to play today. So there's swelling in the knee that they didn't expect, and it's not looking good now all of a sudden, which would make Tony Jones the starter for the Saints tonight against Buffalo. So sorry to interrupt, but was worth a quick update.
That is important and early, so it's good. And all the people that are listening to this live are getting that update. So now, Chris, sorry, Mike, I'm holding you off for one more second. Chris is asking DK or Lockett. I'm going with DK. I think Russell Wilson cooks this week. If you listen to the Toilets to Title show on Tuesday night, I have him as a start. I think he's due. The kitchen's been closed, but what better week for the kitchen to open up than Thanksgiving? You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude's ready to cook, and DK's due. You know, Lockett kind of reminds me of Cooper. I think Cooper is like a step above him, but they're very similar. They have huge games and kind of a letdown, huge games. So I think this week might be a little bit of a letdown for Lockett. I think DK, I think DK is due. What do you guys think?
I'm honestly happy playing them both. I like both of these guys this week. I agree with you. I think Russell Wilson's going to have himself a good week. But if I had to pick one or the other, I feel like it's going to be a Lockett week. I'm kind of the opposite of Onion on there. I think we're going to see a lot of shading on DK Metcalf. And so for me, it's going to be Lockett.
So maybe I should turn to you and we should rock, paper, scissors to see who it is.
Oh,
turn the other way. Go. So it's ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot, not rock, paper, scissors, set, shoot. Deal?
Gotcha.
Best of one.
Ready.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
He won. I feel like that was – I can promise you I didn't see what you did, but, boy, if you looked at the tape, it sure looked like I looked at what you did right there.
That's fair, though. All's fair. That was very Bill Belichickian of you.
Dude, I looked like Brady himself right there.
So go with Lockett. All right. That's how we do things over here. He has Justin Jefferson and Gronk in his other spots. So Gronk is a flex? Because if Gronk's a flex, if it's PPR, I'd start them both and sit Gronk. What do you think?
Me too. That's actually what I would do.
Go, dude. Yeah. It's playoffs right around the corner. You got to swing for the fences here. You got to go. You can't play safe, All right. Now we need Gandalf to come out on Thanksgiving with that beard. I know he's got the pipe, so I know he's ready to eat. So what quarterbacks are you fading the week? You shall not pass.
Well, Gandalf has spoken. And even before the light of the news of the Mark Ingram thing, I was fading Trevor Siemian pretty hard. He's actually been looking pretty dang good with that offense as far as it goes. He's been serviceable at least, and especially if we're in a super flex and we're down a couple guys or anything like that, he hasn't been the worst. But, you took all his weapons away. He only has basically Marquez Callaway. They're not going to have any sort of a running game to lean on. For me, he is a huge fade this week. And then he tossed that in against one of the best defenses in the league, who basically just gone after like a huge embarrassment Jonathan Taylor running his ass off against you really doesn't seem like a really bad thing. That guy can do it to some of the best defenses in the league. He proved it again. So I feel like he's good enough to at least boost that defense. They're going to be feeling pretty good about their situation tonight.
All right, so Simeon is the quarterback fade of the week. I'm going to go with non-quarterback fades of the week. I don't have a catchy title like You Shall Not Pass. Maybe one day. Maybe next year. All right, so speaking of Jonathan Taylor, he's my non-quarterback fade of the week. I think he's one of the most expensive players on DraftKings at 9,100. Going against Tampa Bay, he went off last week, man. This dude went off. 5 touchdowns, a lot of tread on the tires. I think they're going to try to spread it out to make it a little easier on him. Second, the Bucs defense is phenomenal against the run, like absolutely phenomenal. It's an unstoppable force meeting an immovable object. I think the immovable object, the Bucs defense, wins this week just because I do think that the Colts probably try to take it a little easy on Jonathan Taylor. This isn't a division game. It's not a conference game. I don't think it's as important as beating, you know, they need the win, but, you know, I think they'll try to spread the love around, and Nyheim Hines should get a little more touches. And my second non-quarterback fade of the week, CeeDee Lamb. I already discussed it. Las Vegas Raiders, 6,900 on DraftKings. He made it to all the team meetings Monday, Tuesday, practiced on Wednesday. Looks like he should play. But I just feel like with the Raiders will focus on eliminating him, all right, because the Chiefs did that last week, and that worked. So it's a copycat league. They're going to focus on eliminating him. And then they're only probably going to have to rush 4 because they've seen pass rushes get to the Cowboys. The Broncos and the Chiefs did it, only rushing 4, not blitzing. And then they're just going to, you know, spread the defense around to cover the rest of the guys. So I think Lamb's going to get a lot of attention. You know, I think Zeke's going to have to step up. He's going to have to force the defense to stack the box. And if that happens, maybe Lamb could get something done. But until they do that, you know, I think we're going to see double teams there, some bracket coverage. All right, guys, we're paying up for this week. Joe, who are you paying up for this week?
Well, I'll start with your first fade of the week, Jonathan Taylor. You know, I don't love paying the top price yet for the running back, but the thing with him that really gets me this year is they're using him in the pass game. Like Hines at the beginning of the year was a viable weekly play based on what he did last year in the pass game and getting some rushes. But that's changed this year because Taylor's getting a lot of those targets. He's getting red zone targets in addition to obviously what he does with the rushing attempts. And, you know, it's a tough matchup for Carolina, I think, in CMC this week. And I know that Tampa's got a great rushing defense, but I feel like a bad game for Taylor at this point is going to be like 80 total yards and a touchdown, and the ceiling goes up from there. So I am playing Jonathan Taylor. And then the one that I feel most passionately about, I think we all do, is Deebo Samuel. Now, you know, last week watching him get 8 rushes on top of what he normally does in the passing game, because they're banged up at running back, just sold me on it more. And the fact that they're home against Minnesota, it's a juice matchup, and he's only 8,000, you know, where I do feel Taylor at 9,800 on FanDuel, that's pretty expensive. Samuel for 8,000 doesn't actually feel that expensive. I think that's a great play and some good value.
All right, excellent. Mike, who are your guys that you're paying up for this week?
You know, the guys that I had in my scopes this week, it was, of course, you know, like every week I like to try to stack my quarterback and my wide receiver together. And this week I just really didn't find any stacks out there that I was really like him, but I kind of had a weird reverse stack type thing happening in my head here. And I just, both of these guys went off against each other last time they faced each other. And we got Pittsburgh traveling to Cincinnati, and we got Najee Harris, who is at 8,800, and then Ja'Marr Chase versus Pittsburgh at 7,700. Both of these guys, like I said, they both had plus 20 plus games and the last time they played each other. So, and I don't expect this to be any different this weekend. So that's my big guys that I'm paying up for. I think Najee has a huge game, and I think Ja'Marr Chase has himself possibly another 2-touchdown game.
All right, I'm going with Deebo as well. On DraftKings, he's 7,900. So it seems like he's a little bit cheaper for the FanDuel pricing.
Better buy on FanDuel.
Yeah, better buy there. But everything Joe said, Debo's just hot, man. He was a guy I could have put on riding the wave. You know what I mean? I had him there last week. He just continued to ride it. He's crushing it. He's getting a lot of touches. I did notice Elijah Mitchell was limited yesterday. So he did practice in some form. I just looked it up. So, you know, I'm still going back and forth between him and Lamb. So I'll see later. But Deebo, regardless, he's a guy you got to play. You know, you need, like, this is a cleanup hitter. You know what I mean? This is a guy, you know, you got guys on bases. This guy's going to bring him home. You're looking for points. He's going to score them. You slot him in, you know they're coming. It's a very safe play. Costs a little bit, but at least you know you're setting a foundation to produce this week. I like it a lot. Riding the wave, speaking of which, all right, these are players that are on a hot streak that I'm going to pay off. I'm going to play until he cools off, and it's Dalvin Cook at San Francisco with 8,100. He had a situation a few weeks ago, and I kind of thought he was going to fall off. It's been kind of quiet. There was a situation yesterday with the Vikings, very scary. You know, hopefully everyone's all right. He was mentioned. All right. In if you know what I'm talking about, it was a video with a Vikings player. I'm not going to get too far into it, but he was mentioned. So there's a little bit of heat around this guy, but he's been producing. All right. I mean, so over the past 3 weeks, he scored 18 points, 20 points and 22 PPR points. So he's elevating. He's on the escalator. He's about as steady as they come. This guy is another guy you can lock in there. You know, you're going to get a big week. I think he's playing like the deep San Francisco. I want to say they're like 19th or 20th against the run. So they're not really that great. All right. So Dalvin Cook, Deebo Samuel, both of those guys ride the wave, pay up for. All right. Bounce back player of the week. Mike, who's the player you're expecting to bounce back this week?
You know, going back to it again, on that whole thing, like, I mean, I agree. I don't really want to go too deep into it, but it's good to see that everything kind of resolved there the way that it did. And, hopefully that man gets the help he needs. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. Some of the implications that were dropped and some of the stuff we were seeing yesterday. So Dalvin Cook's kind of scary to me. But my guy is Noah Fant this week. The Chargers love giving it up to the tight end. I don't think that their run defense is going to be as easy as it has been with a return of Bosa coming back. So for me, I think it's going to be kind of in the mid range of targets there because you can't really go deep against the Chargers and you can't really run against the Chargers typically when that defense is all firing off all cylinders, but they do have a little bit of soft depth in the middle. And I think that's where Noah Fant kind of finds his way. And so, yep, give me some Noah Fant in there. And I think we'll be pretty happy we've done that.
All right. I like that. I like that too. So, all right, Joe, who's your bounce back player of the week?
I think this is my second week in a row where I don't intend to do it, but I'm just going with a team. And I'll highlight some guys, but it's the Cowboys today. I really, you know, if the Cowboys are as good as what people, whether it's people like us or people in the media have been talking about over the last few weeks, I think it's going to show today. The world, and I know they've had some Thanksgiving Day letdowns. They've had some big wins too, but the stars are aligned. We're 100,000 strong in Dallas. The Raiders are ripe for the pickings. They've got things going on off the field. They're not playing well lately on the field. The 9 points at Kansas City last week. I really do think Dak is a great leader. Even without Cooper, I think as long as Elliott's healthy, I really do think that whether it's Dak, whether it's Elliott, whether it's CD Lamb, as long as he's in on the field, I've already talked about Gallup, and I would even throw Pollard in there because if you look at his points to his value and salary, mm-hmm. Pollard's absolutely got some value too. And even the Cowboy defense to an extent, I believe as much as I hate the Cowboys, I believe they are going to have one of those like 35 to 17, 14 type wins today. So I feel like they're a good stack fantasy daily wise.
Awesome, man. Micah Parsons is a dog. He's got the defense playing well. I'm with you on starting their defense because I am. And I hope you're right about everything else. All right. My bounce back player of the week, David Montgomery at Detroit for 6,000. Monty hasn't topped 10 PPR points since week 4, and that's about to change. He's been looking efficient, though he has yet to get a full workload since he's coming back from injury. This week, he faces a Lions defense as allowing 26 PPR points per game to running backs. I think we're going to see a lot of Swift. I think we're going to see a lot of Monty. I actually think this one, you know, Tuesday night, I said, so we do a segment called At This Time Next Week We'll Be Saying. And I had mentioned that at this time next week, we will be saying that we don't want to see the Bears or the Lions on Thanksgiving anymore. But, you know, maybe we'll get a fun one. You know, maybe we will get a fun one. Maybe we'll get a lot of fantasy points. Regardless, David Montgomery, I think he's going to bounce back. I think he's due. All right, diamonds in the rough, low ownership plays. Joe, go ahead, my man.
Yeah, so this week we're going to Green Bay. We're looking at the Packers. One, you know, more known name, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Lazard was out last week. That resulted in double-digit targets for Scantling, and it also resulted for 4 catches, 123 yards, and a touchdown. And then the other one with Robert Tonyan out, Josiah DeGuara, 4,900 on FanDuel. I won't lie, I never saw that name until
DeGuara.
Like 2 years ago.
Josiah DeGuara.
DeGuara. And, you know, he He caught both his targets last week, had a touchdown, 2 for 37 and a touchdown. There's no reason to think he can't do that again. And for 4,900, I think that's a value play. So, right, what are we doing here? Taking advantage of some midseason injuries. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, we know Scantling gets a lot of targets. I feel like with him, it's just a matter of whether the guy can hang on to the ball when he gets them. But I feel like he's always open in the middle of the field for them, and he gets a couple of deep balls each day. He cashed in last week. I think without Lazard, he's got the opportunity to do that again this week.
All right. Who's your honorable mention?
Yes. You know, I'm the first to admit he's not a diamond. We all know who Miles Sanders is, but you know, I think it's really interesting because he was horrible at the beginning of the season. Did not look good. He got hurt. And he came back last week against a good Saints defense and went 16 for 94. He looked pretty fresh, pretty quick. You would think he would have been rusty. Now they're playing the freaking Giants this week. Jordan Howard's doubtful. So those are the red zone touches right there that you would be worried about Sanders not getting that maybe he's going to get. So I actually expect 100 yards and a touchdown from Sanders this week. 6,100. Thought it was worth mentioning.
You know what's changed in the time frame? Jalen Hurts has gotten better. And defense are starting to respect him and focus on him, his feet, and the passing attack. That's opening things up on the ground. So I'm completely with you. That's what I'm looking forward to next year when Fields and Monty line up. Because I think when Fields gets better, Monty's already played really well. I think he's going to be even better when, you know, Justin Fields gets a little bit better. But speaking of the Bears, fat golfer. All right, with a PH, I really like that. That's hip. Hi, guys. Should I play Dalton, Zach Wilson, or Lockett in my super flex spot? I'm going with Dalton. Dalton and Mooney are connecting. Jimmy Graham's his red zone target. You know, I think Dalton outscores Zach Wilson and Lockett. You know, maybe even, no, not combined. But Zach Wilson hasn't been too great. So I'm definitely not, you know, I'm not risking it right now. I know earlier I said you got to swing for the fences, but this isn't a situation where I think putting Zach in is swinging for the fences. I just think it's not safe. So I'm going with Dalton. What do you guys think?
I think I'm on Dalton too. I think I really want to lean Lockett here with that quarterback combo we got sitting. And I mean, I've always been a proponent of put your best player in there. You don't necessarily have to start a quarterback, but I do really feel like Andy Dalton. I mean, like, I don't understand like why they went. I mean, I understand they went away from him because of injury, but once he was back, I don't know why they kept Justin Fields on the field. He should have been back learning from Andy Dalton. It's the ideal situation for a quarterback in that scenario. So for me, I really like Andy Dalton. I think we could actually see a little Allen Robinson resurrection if he's able to make it to the field today.
All right. And now we got Monier has got a question. Start three. Damian Harris, Javonte Williams, or Higgins, T. Higgins.
That is so, three.
Yeah.
Give us fourth.
Is there OT? Is there a guy? So who's Damian OT? Harris, Javonte Williams. Is OT a player? Because if OT is a player, I don't know who that is. thinking we're missing a fourth. All right. So Monier, throw a fourth player in there. And well, why don't we rank those plays?
Well, real quick.
Start two. Okay.
So I would start definitely Harris. I think right if he's playing, and I think I would say definitely Harris. I was looking at Williams. That Williams Melvin Gordon combo is really really interesting right now in Denver. Williams isn't getting the touchdowns. That's the issue. He's looking pretty good from a yards per carry perspective, and they are getting pretty equal, but Williams is not getting sniffing the red zone. And T. Higgins is getting a lot of targets lately.
If it's PPR, yeah. You know, I think you got to go with Higgins. Higgins would be my first.
Harris play. And Higgins if it's PPR.
Yeah, so I'm definitely – Harris worries me a little bit because Ramondre's looked well, but I think this is going to be a ground-and-pound game for the Patriots against the Titans this week. So, you know, I could see Harris and Ramondre doing well. So I think I'm going with T. Higgins and Damian Harris. Mike, how do you feel?
You know, I think I'm a little more on the – because, gosh dang, I don't really like how much Ramondre Stevenson I've been seeing. So I feel like for me it's Williams and Higgins. And I do feel like I agree with the no touchdowns, but man, that volume that he's been getting has still been getting good, consistent 10 to 12 points for you, especially in a PPR. So for me, I don't mind Williams in there as well. But Harris kind of scares me with the Ramondre Stevenson kind of insurrection that's happening there, man. That guy's been looking really good.
All right. Fat Golfer with another question. Should he put Gallup into his lineup? Should he squeeze him in there? I need to know what the other options are. Mm-hmm. I think he's a great flex play or a wide receiver three with possibly, you know, wide receiver two to wide receiver one upside, but I wouldn't want him higher than my third wide receiver option or my flex
he feels, and I love Gallup today, but it feels more like a DFS thing. Right. I don't know if you guys get that feeling on a Sunday morning where you like a guy, but like, for whatever reason, you like him for a league or you like him one or the other. Gallup feels, you know, and I don't know what you're, again, the other option is the key there, but Gallup feels more like let's take advantage of his price on DFS versus, you know, depending on who you're benching.
Right. Yeah. So throw us your other options in there. Let's get going. Let's talk about the lineups we're playing on Thanksgiving. So you're going to get two lineups from each of us. All right. He's got Lockett, Mike Williams, and Thielen.
No, I don't play Gallup.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think I'm good with Thielen. Those. Yeah. Because, I mean, we could see Gallup go, like, he's not a high target. You know, he's a guy who has, like, four or five receptions, but we could see him get in the end zone twice. So, I mean, he could have a monster game, but I'm not banking on it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It could happen, but I'm not banking on it. Whereas these guys, you know, I think they're going to produce. I think, you know, maybe Lockett's the more volatile stock. He's a little more up and down than Williams and Thielen at this point. But I'm still feeling more confident putting him in there. But, all right, so we're going to give you two lineups this week. We're going to give you strictly Thanksgiving, then our Sunday games. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Fat Golfer. We appreciate you, man. All right, the lineups we're playing on Thanksgiving. I'm going to start with mine, DraftKings. I got Josh Allen at New Orleans, 7,800. David Montgomery at Detroit for 6,000. Kenyon Drake, who I said is a sneaky play today, at Dallas for 4,300. Diggs at New Orleans, 7,900. I'm stacking it with Josh Allen. Darnell Mooney at Detroit for 5,700. Cole Beasley at New Orleans, 4,500. That's my guy. Darren Waller at Dallas for 6,400. Brian Edwards at Dallas for 3,900. And the Bears defense at Detroit for 3,000. So, Mike, what's your lineup?
My lineup on for today, what we're going to be lining up with is, and it was really tough for me, right? Because I wanted Josh Allen, as I always want Josh Allen, but it sucks playing Josh Allen and then watching him not do good. So I just can't do that to myself anymore emotionally. And it's also financially kicking my ass because I don't know what this guy's been doing. But so for me today, I got Dak Prescott. I think they got embarrassed last week as far as that offensive production against a defense that I don't really think is all that good. So I think he's going to bounce it back. I have him versus Las Vegas at 8,200. We got Breida. He's been just running the ball. And I got him at New Orleans. I don't think that this is the same top-ranked defense that we're going to be seeing because they're going to be on the field a lot. And so I feel like for the Buffalo Bills, they're just probably going to have to get ahead, stay ahead, and then they're just going to have to pace it out. And they've been really leaning on Breida more than they've been relying on Singletary and Moss combined. So we got Ezekiel Elliott versus Las Vegas, 8,400. I love it, man. I want to see Zeke eat. I was wrong about him last week. I don't think I'm going to be wrong this week. I got Cedric Wilson. He's a cheap play at 5,600. I feel like with Amari Cooper out, he'll get at least enough production to get me some points there. Then I was able to get Darnell Mooney at 6,800 at Detroit. I really like Darnell Mooney and his usage. Hunter Renfrow at Dallas at 6,200. Again, I mean, you're picking volume plays here, and that's what I like to do with my DFS lines. Dalton Schultz, I feel like, has a pretty big game. So if you look, I actually closed out with Cowboys. I had four Cowboys on there today, which I can see Shep smiling. He's happy about that because he doesn't have to, right? Because now he doesn't have to worry about his team and jinxing him. So I'm going to go over here and I guess jinx him because it's just like I told Mike on the Twitter the other day when he said I think he's in 54th place in the Scott Fishbowl. I'm like, dude, just give me the other 53 lineups and I'll play them all in DFS and boom, you're going to 6-1, man. Like, we'll get you there in a hurry. And then Stephon Diggs in New Orleans at 8,300, another guy I paid up for just because Diggs has been finally getting those looks. And then Bills at New Orleans. Again, enough said. I mean, we are picking on New Orleans where we can. That team is not the New Orleans Saints that started out this season.
All right, Joe, to wrap up our Thanksgiving Day lineups. And speaking of Joe's, Joe Clark's in here. Happy Thanksgiving. Let's enjoy some football. Joe, we appreciate you. We are thankful for you. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving with your family. All right, now, Joe, hit us with that Thanksgiving lineup.
All right, so we are going to go with the Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs stack. Prime time, you know, the Saints are good. Lattimore's great, but I just think that the Bills are going to connect this week. Mm-hmm. We're going Zeke Elliott and David Montgomery. You know, I think David Montgomery is really a great play this week. Coach, you talked about it earlier. That guy never gets the respect he deserves for what he's done last year and, you know, when he's played this year. We're going with Michael Gallup and Marquise Goodwin. And real quick, just we've talked about a lot of these guys. Goodwin went 4 for 100 last week in Allen Robinson's absence. So, you know, all of a sudden the Bears have Goodwin and Mooney both making some plays in the passing game. I like him at 5,400 with the juicy matchup at Detroit. Going Juwan Johnson, Saints tight end, 4,500 in that Buffalo game. Troutman's out. Johnson got some red zone targets and a touchdown last week. Funny part is I got to make a change on the run now because I had Ingram in. I was really liking Ingram, to be honest, for some red zone carries and a touchdown. He was at 6,600. So I was looking really quick. I might go Jacobs in there. I'll have to figure it out. And then I'm going to stick with the Cowboy defense if I can, home against the Raiders today for sure.
I think a runner against the Cowboys defense, I think, is a safe play this week. I do. You know, I think the pass rush has been decent. I think they're decent in coverage. And I think that their run defense just looks better on paper because game scripts have forced opposing teams to pass. So I think that's a safe play. All right. Now, week-long lineups we're playing. Mike, I'm going to start with you, man.
Okay, so the week-long lineup this week, I got actually kind of went opposite direction too, because I usually love paying up for a quarterback, but this week I went Trevor Lawrence at 6,700. Trevor Lawrence has been actually sneaky good this season. Nothing spectacular or anything out of the ordinary that we haven't seen out of guys before, but, you know, he's getting these little things done and kind of little steps to success despite the situation that he's in over there with Urban Meyer. We talked about Najee Harris at 8,800. They're at Cincinnati. Boston Scott, I feel like, has a comeback game at New York Giants. I think they're going to have to lean on that running game a little bit, or since they will be able to lean on that running game because you can pretty much do whatever you want to the Giants right now. We got Ja'Marr Chase versus Pittsburgh again. I mean, these guys both had huge games against each other. Another guy who just I just keep on watching him go off. Team after team can't cover the guy. He scores touchdowns like crazy. Is Elijah Moore, and he's at Houston, and he's only $6,400. I'm like, that's criminal. I mean, so I feel like he could actually get another touchdown this week. We got DJ Moore, so I like the more. He's at Miami for 6,700. Noah Fantastic versus the Chargers for 5,900. Like I was saying earlier, man, I think he has himself a game. And I agree completely with Coach. I wanted to put him on my players to pay up for, but I don't want to put too many people on that list. Deebo Samuel versus Minnesota. I can't, man. This guy's just week in, week out, tossing him in, getting touchdowns. So I love it.
All right, before we move on to the next lineup, we got Kurt in here. I don't know if this is the Kurt, all right, but it's Kurt. All right, he wants to know, what's up, fellas? What do you think? Should I drop Elijah Moore and get Mooney? And should I go ahead and drop A.J. Dillon for Miles Sanders or hold Dillon for another week and just drop Mitchell for Sanders?
If you can get Miles Sanders for the rest of the year right now, I would absolutely do that.
I think the play here is drop Dillon for Sanders. You know, I'm holding Mitchell because I really like what I see from him. I think he's the dude there. Sanders, you could play right away. Mitchell, you know, you could probably wait a few weeks, but Mitchell's going to be clutch for you in the playoffs. Elijah Moore and Mooney, I think they're both very similar. Both high upside. You know, we've seen Mooney's looked good with Dalton. He got the targets with Fields, but wasn't really producing. And then, you know, Elijah Moore, I'm really high on both of them. I actually had them as starts on my article, start sits article last week on Toilets of Titles. You know, I've been playing them and they've been producing for me, you know, the last few weeks. So that's tough. You know, I think it's a linear move, I guess. What do you guys think? Who do you think is more likely to produce down the stretch, Elijah Moore or Darnell Mooney?
Elijah Moore for me. And just like I was just going off about, I mean, I can't believe the guy's getting the disrespect with the volume that he's been getting.
He was my wide receiver three this year, Elijah Moore.
He's the wide receiver three this year, right?
No, that was in going into the draft, NFL draft this year, he was my wide receiver three.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know, and I really like his skills, and I really like his usage, and he's really been shining there. He's been outshining even Jamison Crowder. So, but I also like Mooney a lot too, so I do feel like that is almost kind of a lateral move, but I feel like I give the nudge there to Moore. And then on that, I like Sanders too. Is this like – when you say the Kurt, are you talking about the Florida Cook Kurt or –
Kurt, that me and Joe know.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know if, well, Joe knows him. I listen to his podcast, so I don't know if that's him, but it is a Kurt. All right. So, all right.
I got a hunch it is. I don't know for sure either.
Right.
All right. Show yourself.
Yeah. Which Kurt are you? There's only seven of you in the nation left. Come on, Kurt. Show yourself.
Yes, I just need receivers for this week. He says right now Hill is on a bye. Antonio Brown has been out, and AJ Brown will probably be out. So lost all my receivers. Man, are we thinking about cutting Antonio Brown?
I'm saying before we can sort this out, we need to figure out which Kurt this is. I'm just kidding.
Man, I'm kind of considering cutting Brown for Mooney, just because what the hell is going on with them?
Right. I mean, if you don't have an IR spot, yeah, it's getting to that time of the year where you got to get the players you need. You can't be holding guys for future performance anymore.
And there was word he got a fake vaccine, but now he does it. I don't know, man. I don't know what the hell is going on with him. Is he hurt? Are they holding him off until things calm down? I don't know what's going on with him. And there's so many weapons in Tampa that it could be anybody on any week. Whereas if you look at Elijah Moore and Darnell Mooney, you know, there's really not that many options. So I don't know. I don't want to push you in the wrong direction, but I'm almost considering dropping Brown if there's no IR spot.
I think I would too. If there's no IR, I'm dropping Brown. I'm not really feeling bad about it. There's a chance.
And Antonio, not AJ. Antonio, not AJ.
Good call.
Yeah, Antonio, yes, not AJ. Yeah. Please don't ever drop AJ.
Right.
Unless you're in a league with me.
Yes. Yeah. So or just trade him for a fourth round pick if it's dynasty. You know what I mean? I'll take him right off your hands.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, Joe, what is your week-long lineup you're playing?
Yeah, so we're going Jalen Hurts, 8,400 against the Giants. We were talking about Hurts before. He even had three rushing touchdowns last week, so I'm feeling pretty good about him going 20-plus. We are paying up for Jonathan Taylor. We talked about that. Miles Sanders, we also already talked about, 6,100. I really do think that's great value. 16 for 94 last week. Deebo Samuel, 8 grand, home against Minnesota. We've already talked about how good we think he is, especially as he's getting those rushes. Mike Evans, 7,500 at Indy. It's so funny. I don't know how you guys do it, but like sitting there and deciding between Evans and Godwin every freaking week, because as I'm putting a lineup in, I feel like I need one of those guys in, right? It's pretty much guaranteed one's going to have a great day. Sometimes they both do, but the rhyme or reason between how you pick these guys, other than when Mike Evans is going against Lattimore, I don't know how you do it. I'm going to go Mike Evans this week. I'm going to go Valdez Scantling, 5,600 against the Rams. We talked about that. No Lazard. He had 10 targets last week. Josiah DeGuara, tight end for the Packers, 4,900, home against the Rams. Touchdown last week in Tonyan's absence. Flex, Jacoby Myers, 5,700, home against Tennessee. He's getting a lot of targets for the Patriots. Got to believe they'll have to score some points, open it up a little bit against Tennessee. And then 49ers defense, home against Minnesota, 4,000. Minnesota might put some points up, but I would expect the 49er defense to make some plays. They're getting hot right now. They kind of looks like they're feeling good with a couple of wins they've had, but that's my Sunday one.
Excellent.
Happy All Thanksgiving, right. Everybody.
Yeah. And we figured it out. It's just a regular Kurt. All right. So he said, I'm just a regular guy out here trying to get some W's. So
plain Jane Kurt.
We appreciate you playing Jane Kurt. You're not playing to us, man.
Right.
You're not playing to us. You're our Kurt now. All right. You belong to us. You belong to us. The title. All right. The lineup I'm playing this week, I got Cam Newton at Miami, 5,600. In real leagues, I'm actually considering starting him over Aaron Rodgers with the COVID toe. I got Dalvin Cook. I told you I'm going to pay up for him. I am at San Francisco, 8,100. Dontrell Hilliard at New England, 4,600. Like I said, I think he's a high floor play. You know, I think he's going to get me in PPR. I said in half PPR, I think about 8. So in PPR, I think about 11 or 12, which is okay. All right. Chris Godwin at Indianapolis. So we got Mike Evans in one lineup. I got Godwin. Maybe they'll both go off 7,000. DJ Moore at Miami, I'm stacking him with Cam Newton for 6,200. Michael Pittman versus Tampa Bay. I sat him last week. I had him in my sits on my Dudes and Dud article. That paid off this week. I think he's back. All right. And that's only 5,600. So his value went down a little bit, I think, because of that game. Pat Freiermuth at Cincinnati, 4,300. Brandon Ayuk versus Minnesota, 5,300. Riding the wave with him. Panthers defense at Miami, 3,100. All right. Got one more question before we wrap this thing up. Jerry Jeudy, Brandon Ayuk, or Elijah Moore from William?
Not Jeudy.
I'm going Ayuk. I think Ayuk is, you know, Dirty Jobs might say Elijah Moore. We could, you know, rock, paper, scissors for it. But I got Ayuk in my lineup. I think he's going to ball. What do you guys think?
I would say not Jeudy. Honestly, that's a tough call, Ayuk and Moore. Ayuk's finally gotten hot. Moore, as we've already talked about it, I'll toss it over to Dirty Jobs for that, but I would definitely get Judy out of that.
Mr. Consistent, man. Like I said, I just don't understand why Moore. I mean, this guy has just been putting up double digits for week on, week out. So for me, it's Elijah Moore, and it's really honestly not even that close. I've even gotten to the point. Well, it's kind of funny because I was going out, like, I want to get this guy in every dynasty league I'm in. And then looking at my taxi squads, I must have been pretty heavy on him on the draft this season because I'm like, okay, where's he at? And I'm like, oh, shoot, I already have him. Oh, great, I already have him. And so, I'm really liking his production and everything he's doing. And he's not even a tough fade for me. I don't mind slotting him in my wide receiver one spot, as a matter of fact.
Love him. I'm happy with that as well. I just said IU because I got him in my lineup here, but I think Elijah Moore is safe. Me, I don't know if you know John Laub, the Gridiron Scholar. Me and him, when I had him on for a few of our draft episodes this offseason, it's kind of John Laub and Shane Hallam are like our draft correspondents. And me and Laub, we were all over Elijah Moore, man. We could, like, we were both gushing over him every episode. So I get what you're saying. I like them both, Ayuk and Elijah Moore. I don't think you can go wrong. So it's toss up. It's who do you like more, me or Dirty Jobs? That's where you're going to go for it there. all right. So again, if you want to support the show, patreon.com/toilets the titles. Tier 1 is only $3 a month. It gets you into our group chat on Discord. We'd love to see you in there. Supports the show and helps us help you. All right. And that's all year long. So if you're in dynasty leagues where you got rookie drafts coming up, you got, you know, off-season trades, whatever. We're going to keep that chat open, man. This thing is growing. We're also off-season. No, I don't want to say that word yet because we're like in the thick of things right now, but we also go year-round. I don't know if a dash of DFS is going to be going weekly, but Toilets Titles will, all of our shows. So you'll be hearing from us. Well, we'll pop up to talk about things, but we will be here. We ain't leaving you. We're here for you. I want to let everybody know we appreciate you. Everybody who subscribed, we're up to about 385 subscribers. We're 15 subscribers away from 400 on YouTube. You know, we get about 1,000 downloads a month. I see it on our Podbean notes. And really, like, we're doing, you know, this work, but really it's fun for us. And with you guys in the chat, with you guys subscribing to the show, listening to the show, leaving us comments, hitting us with the like button, like, we are really grateful for you. Because if it wasn't for you, the listener, we'd be just talking to each other. You know what I mean? And that's fine as well. Like, I'm grateful for my co-hosts and all the members of Toilets of Titles. But I don't know. It makes it feel a little bigger when we're doing this with viewers, followers, listeners, and people who are interacting with us. I'm kind of hearing gobbles. Are you guys hearing gobbles in the background? It sounds gobble, like there's gobble. A turkey. There's a turkey goblin in the background. But yeah, that's it. I'm grateful for you guys. I hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving. I'm going to pass it over to Mike. You go ahead, my man.
I was looking up like a turkey gobble and I stumbled upon a video that's called 10 hours of turkey gobble.
Okay. So that's what
you think is 10 solid hours of that. And that's got like 700,000 views. What is wrong with the world, man?
We get 30.
We get 30.
We don't have enough turkey gobbles. All right. Well, that's Mike's thoughts. That's Mike's Thanksgiving thoughts. Joe, how about you, my friend?
Hey, man. Enjoy the family today. Enjoy the games. 3 games. Thank you, Roger Goodell, for that.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Be safe. Enjoy the games Thursday and Sunday. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I hope the fantasy gods are good to you this week. We will catch you later on. Take care.